Far-left anarchists accused of firebombing office of Greek conservatives. By Chris Tomlinson on February 9, 2021. Far-left anarchist extremists have been accused of setting fire to a local office of the Greek ruling New Democracy Party in the Athens suburb of Nea Philadelphia over the weekend. Greek Minister of Development and Investment Adonis Georgiadis announced the attack on Sunday on social media platform Twitter, saying, "The miserable thugs of the far left burned the offices of our local branch, with Molotov cocktails in Nea Philadelphia. We will rebuild it and better than before, we are not afraid of them." Georgiadis added, and included several pictures of the burned-out office. According to the website for Greek television talk show program Sugla, the group who carried out the attack did so in response to the imprisonment of far-left terrorist Dimitris Koufontinas, who went on hunger strike at the beginning of January. "For our part, we have a duty to support our partner by all means. If the demands are not met immediately, the attacks will be intensified both in intensity and in frequency. The pillars and crutches of urban democracy have material substance," the group allegedly stated, the show said. Last month, Athens police banned protests in favor of 59-year-old Dimitris Koufontinas, who was sentenced to life in prison for murders committed between 1975 and 2000 as he was a member of the far-left terrorist revolutionary organization 17th of November, 17N. The terrorist group was responsible for the murder of at least 23 people between 1975 and 2000, with their last victim British Defence Attaché Brigadier Stephen Saunders being killed in the city of Athens in June of that year. The attack on the New Democracy office comes just under a year after two far-left anarchist extremists in the city of Thessaloniki attempted to bomb the home of a former Greek government minister. A 27-year-old man and his 28-year-old female accomplice were caught by police as the man was attempting to detonate the explosive hidden in his backpack. After raiding four addresses connected to the pair, investigators found four more improvised explosive devices. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.